إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, if there is one thing which can be considered to be the most critically important thing in terms of success in this life and the next, that is the issue of priorities. Success depends on how correctly and effectively we can prioritize things in our lives. And the reason why prioritizing is so important, whether it is in business, whether it is in studies, whether it is in managing time, in anything, in marriages, in the raising of children. The reason why priorities are so important, and priorities are so important, is because resources are limited. Whether it is time, whether it is energy, whether it is money, whether it is emotional capital, whatever it might be, our lifespan itself, resources are limited. Nobody, no matter how wealthy, no matter how young, how strong, whatever, has unlimited resources. Everyone's resources are limited. So therefore, if you do not prioritize, then the chances are that you are going to invest good resources behind useless things. The second issue why priorities are important and why we should think about this resources business is because not only are resources limited, but the most critical resources are non-renewable. The most important resources. And that's where also our thinking, if you ask, generally if you ask people and say, what is the most critical thing that you need in terms of resources? 9 out of 10 people will tell you, it is money. But money is a renewable resource. Money you can lose one day, you can get the next day. The most critical resource is time, which is not renewable. What's gone is gone. Opportunity also comes in that. Opportunities also don't come, you know, a dime a dozen. Key opportunities come once in a while, sometimes once in a lifetime. If you lost it, it's gone. So the most critical resources are not renewable. So once you lose it, it's gone. So therefore, it is extremely important to prioritize correctly so that the resources which we have, we use them in the best possible way while we still have them and we don't lose them, number one. Number two, we don't put them behind things which are useless. Now, how do you decide that? How do you decide which is a high priority item and which is a low priority item? Now, priorities are decided on the basis of two things, one thing, but the two elements involved. The thing you decide priorities on is in terms of the return on that investment. So, the thing which gives you the highest return on the investment must take topmost priority. This is a non-brainer, I mean, it should be obvious, but just to give you an example, you have an opportunity to attend a lecture on something critically important, and at the same time you have the opportunity to watch IPL or you want to go play a football match or something like this, right? Now, playing a football match is not haram. Watching IPL is not haram. So I'm not talking about the, that's the reason why I'm giving you specifically an example which is not a haram halal example. Haram halal example is easy to understand. I mean, something is haram, you don't do it, period. The problem comes between two halal things. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. You will be tested to see which one does the best deed. So best deed is not between good and bad. Best deed is between two good things. Which is the better one? So, here is an opportunity. One is a game or something. The other one is to attend a lecture which adds to your knowledge, understanding of life and so on and so forth. Which one do you do? And the obvious answer is you attend the lecture. But what actually happens? What actually happens? So the reason is, you think about it, here are some people who are intelligent, who are educated, yet when they are given a choice which is as dumb as this, here is an opportunity to add to your own understanding of life, of deen, of maybe it's not even religion, it's maybe business, politics, whatnot. You leave that opportunity and you want to go and sit in front of a television set and watch an IPL match, or you want to go play football or cricket or whatever. It's a totally dumb choice, but you are doing the dumb thing. So why? I mean, it should not be. I mean, I'm not giving a very complicated, complex choice that has got, multiple parameters and nothing, simple thing. And anyone, I mean, I'll give this to you as a guarantee. Go and ask anyone, this is what they will tell you. No, lecture, of course, absolutely, very important. But what actually happens? So it means that we are living our lives without even thinking. We are living our lives like morons, brain dead. Just doing something over and over. Now the point is that 1 hour which you spent or 2 hours which you spent watching a football match, what value is that? Now it's not haram, but what is the value? Zero value. Whereas this lecture you could have attended, which would have added value to you. I mean, that's, depending on what you do with it. So the issue is the question of return on investment, and the reason why we make the dumb choices is because we don't think. So now, priorities, as I said, that's one element. The second element of priorities is in terms of results. Some results are immediate, some results are long term. So immediate results, if you look at priorities, a lot of them happen because of, they become emergencies. So something you have to absolutely do because now there is no other alternative. But if you look at most emergencies, whether they are emergencies in health or emergencies in finance, managing of finances, emergencies in careers, for example, right? Advancement of careers. If you analyze that emergency, you will find that the root cause is because the maintenance activity or the developmental activity was not done when it was supposed to be done. Your car breaks down on the highway because the preventive maintenance was not done. So you ran out of oil or whatnot, it breaks down. Your health breaks down because you don't control what you eat, you do not exercise, you don't do what you should be doing at the time you should be doing it. So then one day there is a health emergency. Career-wise, you do not read, you do not do any invest in your own development, you don't attend any courses, nothing, on your own. And then one day when the opportunity for advancement, promotion and so on comes, you are bypassed because you are not capable. At that time you say, oh my god I wish doesn't help, because the work that you should have done you did not do at that time. So the whole issue is of prioritizing, and prioritizing on the basis of what is the return on the investment. And this is what I remind myself and you, is that as far as our lives are concerned, in dunya wal akhirah, what is our priority? So we need to ask ourselves this question and say, what is my priority in life? What is it that I want to achieve? And what am I doing to achieve that today? So if I want to achieve whatever it is, whatever it might be that you want to achieve, it requires work. It does not happen just like that. It requires work, and it requires work at a time when you have to invest. And that investment depends on the priority you give to that particular goal. So we have to ask ourselves seriously, define our goals and say, what is my goal? And then in order to achieve that goal, what is the investment in myself that I need to make now? And that investment has to do with how I spend my time, it has to do with what I read, what I do, what I don't do. What you choose to do and what you choose not to do, both are equally important. Both are equally important. Because, as I said, the resources that you are investing, and you are investing this resource irrespective, whether you like it or not, the resource is being invested because the most important resource is time, is your own life. So how did you spend that time? Now we are sitting here in the masjid, alhamdulillah, after Salatul Fajr, trying to spend a few minutes thinking about something important in life. But how many people are here in the masjid? How many people are here for are there for Salatul Fajr in any masjid? Where are the rest of the people? So they are also investing their time. Whether they are investing it in sleep or they are investing it in something else, they are also investing it. Whether they, it's not as if they decide, I will not go for Fajr, I will sleep. Inshallah, the Muslim will not do that. But the way their lives are organized, the previous night you go to a party, you come back at 2 o'clock in the night or 3 o'clock in the night, obviously you are incapable of even getting up for Salatul Fajr. It's all part of that same investment. I mean, nobody dragged you to the party in chains. I mean, you decided to go. Nobody kept you in the party. They didn't, lock the door or something. You can't leave. You make it on yourself. So, no, how can I leave? What will people say? People will say, I wish I could have left also. Why does it matter what people, let them say anything. They say, oh, he's an antisocial guy. No problem. It's my life. I am antisocial. You want to feel that? No, please go ahead. No problem. Feel antisocial. How does it matter? I'm not coming to you and say, please vote for me or something. No, it doesn't matter. If you want to have a bad opinion about my good habit, that's fine. You know, the habit is good. You also know it. So all of this adds up to the fact that what is the result of that? Result is Salatul Fajr time. You are either sleeping, which means you miss the Salat completely, or you may have prayed at home and you miss the opportunity of that Salah in the masjid by Jama'ah, which is 27 times the sawab of that, inshallah. There is only one piece of it. Lot of other fadail of Salatul Fajr in the masjid, I won't talk about. But the point is that it's even a simple thing like this. All of this happens because we refuse to prioritize our lives. That's why priorities are so critically important. I remind myself and you, let us think about our lives before it is too late. Every day we hear of somebody dying. Every day. Yesterday my father's sister, my pupu passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. So every day somebody dies. I mean, this is only, I'm talking about the ones we know. I mean, how many people have died which we don't know. But, and one day we have to go, we know this. So what are we doing for that? And that's the reason why prioritizing is so important, that we need to prioritize, we need to straighten our lives while we still have a chance. And the way to prioritize is to look at every single action of yours, look at every single, unit of time that we are spending and say, what is the best return on this investment that I can get? And then spend that time in that activity, not in anything else, and don't worry about what the world will say and this and that. None of that is of any importance. What is important is, what will you get out of this that you are spending? That is the only thing which counts, because that's the only thing which comes into our amal. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.